This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us that Congressman Ilhan Omar responded to President Trump's attack after the president continued to question the loyalty to the United States of four congresswomen he accuses of making statements of what he calls hatred to the country. Speaking Thursday in the Oval Office with reporters, Mr. Trump said the first-term Democratic Party lawmakers, known collectively as the Squad, have a big obligation to love their country. President was asked about chance of send her back at a political rally this week when he criticized one of the congresswomen, Ilhan Omar, a war refugee from Somalia. He said, "I'm not happy when I hear a chant like that." Meanwhile, Congresswoman Omar has responded.
"This president and his supporters have turned our country, that is supposed to be a country where we allow democratic debate and dissent to take place. And so this is not about me. This is about us fighting for what this country truly should be and what it deserves to be."
Omar is one of four new members of Congress, all women of color, targeted by Mr. Trump since Sunday on social media and in public comments. An American suspected of fighting with the Islamic State terror group in Syria is back in the United States, where he is expected to be charged and tried for terrorism-related crimes. U.S. defense officials confirmed the transfer of the suspect Thursday, saying U.S. troops assisted in bringing the U.S. national back home for prosecution. According to a Pentagon statement, the suspect was previously held by Syrian Democratic Forces as a suspected member of ISIS, but referred other questions to the Department of Justice. Justice Department officials said they were aware of the transfer, first reported by CNN, but they declined to comment. This is VOA News. Officials say a blast at a university in Afghanistan's capital Kabul has killed two people and wounded 10 others. Police say the explosion Friday was located near the entrance to Kabul University. A spokesman for Kabul's police chief told the Associated Press the two vehicles were on fire following the blast. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the incident, where both the Taliban and the Islamic State terrorist group are active. The U.S. is strongly condemning Iran's seizure of a foreign tanker accused of smuggling oil. Iranian state television confirmed Thursday that Revolutionary Guard forces intercepted the ship Sunday in a section of the Strait of Hormuz. It said the tanker was involved in smuggling 1 million liters of fuel, but did not give details about its country of origin. This comes as President Trump said an American warship destroyed an Iranian drone. AP's Ed Donahue.
The president says the USS Boxer was confronted in the Strait of Hormuz.
"The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards.
He says the drone threatened the safety of the ship and its crew.
The drone was immediately destroyed."
President Trump says this is the latest hostile action by Iran.
"The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests."
Iran recently shot down a U.S. drone that it said was flying over Iran. At the last minute, the president called off a planned retaliatory strike. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that the Trump administration's new policy banning entry to most asylum seekers who arrive at the southern border is being rolled out as a pilot program. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This policy is the biggest change to how the U.S. handles asylum seekers, denying protection to most migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. They'll be deemed not eligible for asylum if they cross through another country on their way to the U.S. Mark Morgan, the acting head of Customs and Border Protection, told NPR this policy is being rolled out, starting with a pilot program in the Rio Grande Valley, instead of all along the southwest border. Morgan also says he expects it won't survive a court challenge. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A 29-year-old former University of Illinois student will spend the rest of his life in prison for kidnapping and murdering a visiting Chinese scholar in 2017. When the jury deadlocked on whether Brent Christensen should get the death penalty, a federal judge sentenced him to life with no chance of parole. He kidnapped and murdered the student by beating her with a bat and severing her head. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh yeah, mama. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the continent will be knocking on your doors. And later today on the show, Sierra Leonean rapper based in the UK, Yoki Lollipop, is going to be my guest. So stay tuned for that. And we have lots of messages from our listeners across the continent. So don't go away. I want you to be right where you are. And let's take this musical trip around Africa on disc. Starting off today from Sierra Leone with Willie Mama, Willie J in Sweetie I Bobo. And right after that, let's do it together. The remix by Taviel of Cameroon and Nekata by Flavor of Nigeria. But Sweetie I Bobo is coming up right now by Willie J from Sierra Leone.
I know I'm supposed to see you love me like bacon. Sweet day. porque tu bienestar es lo que importa. Mi amigo, cantaré, cantaré, mi vida es tu vida, si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré, mi vida es tu vida, si se puede, si
yeah,
se puede.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, let's
yeah,
do it
look,
together.
We got the forgotten, like lost knowledge, more mileage. We bled for blood diamonds, yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice an offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, ayy. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, ayy. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantaré.
Yeah, yeah.
Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré, mi vida es tu vida. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Permanecemos unidos, aun condicionalmente todos. Amamos esta tierra.
Oh, yale chavano o ya te kwa mume asa meni tewe iye we chekwe mewe o ya suru bebe o ya te kwa mume agame burumanya bujere papa kiyo anige sepwa ni kogo siye muna kiyo.
Nekata by Flavor of Nigeria. Before that, Taviel of Cameroon in Let's Do It Together in the remix, and Sweetie Ai Bobo by Willie J from Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington. Don't go away, I'll be back.
Hey, I'm Isitu Bangura. Listen to your favorite music show, African Beat, with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And now let's take some messages. Hey, David. I am Linda Chiteze from Salima, Malawi. I want you to know that I love listening to the African Beat. You put the beats on fire. Although it is my first time to send you a message, I am the biggest fan of this program out here in Malawi. May you play me any nice song. And yes, definitely I'm going to play you something good, Linda. So I want you to keep listening, okay? And the next message here says, hi, David. I am listening to you from Malawi. My name is Lefani Naliti. Thank you very much. Well, a lot coming from Malawi today. And this one says, hi, everyone. My name is Omoyibo Nelson. I am from Jesse Delta State in Nigeria. I love listening to the African Beat. It's an outstanding and amazing music program. And it's my favorite. Omoyibo, thank you so much. Another message says, enjoying the beats right now, David. I am King Fred Lubinda from Mwamba, central part of Zambia. Well, King Fred, you keep listening and I'm going to bring you all the best of the best. And now let's take the next song that I'm going to play for all those messages. It's City of Loss, the sound of Eddie Kenzo from Uganda. And when I come back, our guest will be right here, and that is Yoki Lollipop, a Sierra Leonean rapper based in the UK. Let's enjoy Eddie Kenzo right now in City of Loss.
Sin divos, si chalo, si.
By Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And so stand by for my guest today, Yoki Lollipop, right on the show.
I'm Isa Tu Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Today, my guest on the show is Yoki Lollipop. Yoki Lollipop, born in Sierra Leone, now in the UK and visiting the US of A. Welcome to the African Beat, Mr. Yoki Lollipop.
Yeah, African Beat, VOA, African Beat, Mr. David Vandy, African Beat, VOA. I'm live here on the studio, rapper Yoki Lollipop.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's the man we have as our guest today. But Yoki, just a little information we need from you. Let the world know exactly who is Yoki Lollipop.
Back name Ali Yoki, born of Sierra Leone, Kenema, Nongowa. Artist name rapper Yoki Lollipop, residing in the UK. Born Salome Bobo. In a Salomon to the bone.
All right, and you've been in the UK for how long?
I've been in the UK for close to 25, 26 years.
My moment. God, that is like forever. Okay, no problem, no problem. When did you start music, or when did it dawn on you that I can be a musician?
Oh, Mr. Vanny, that's a very interesting question. You know, as I always tell people, like, I've been a musician from day one. I've been a rapper from day one. So I just felt this is the time for me to share, you know, my knowledge, to share the ability of my wisdom with my people, with my fans, with my nation, with my country and the whole world.
That sounds interesting. And what is the reception like when your music is being played or when you're performing outside? What kind of reception do you get? When people walk up to you, what do they say to you?
Oh, they say, oh, Lollipop, you're a born star. Lollipop, you know, you make us feel so proud of you. Lollipop as a Sierra Leonean, you know what I mean? You make the world to embrace you as a, you know, one of the most loved Sierra Leonean musicians ever.
Okay, now we're going to play one of your songs. Are you titled it, Now You Get The Staff?
Yes,
you know, when you say now you get the staff, it sounds a little political. Is it? that is the first thought that came to my mind. So tell me about the song.
Well, Mr. Vandy, you know what I mean? Well, the word now you get the staff. Staff don't have any compartment with a politician lyrics or a politician, you know, doctrine or whatever.
Because I know you are a lover boy. So.
Well, as I say, Mr. Bandy, actually, you know, I mean, staff in this concept means you are in control of your man.
So
yeah, you've got your husband.
That,
I mean, yes.
Yes, you are in charge.
Yeah, you are in charge.
Like we say in Creole, yes. the Mamina power.
Thank you. So, you know, so literally, you know, I mean, man getting man.
All right.
Man get hold of your man.
Okay, well, if so, you're listening out there, this is Yoki Lollipop from the UK, originally from Sierra Leone, now in the US of A. He's my guest today, right on the African Beat in our studios here. And our first song we're going to play from this great man is Now You Get the Stuff. Enjoy it, and when we come back, we talk more to our guest.
Yoki, Lollipop, Kenima, number one.
Get the staff, and when you have a staff, you got to hold it real tight and you don't want to let it go, because there are so many people out there who wants to grab that staff.
Oh, too much.
So Yoki, let me ask you a question. Whose staff are you?
Mr. Bandy, well, literally, Mr. Bandy, you know what I'm trying to tell you is, like, some of these questions I can't answer to you vis-a-vis like where we are, but on the backstage I'll tell you.
But do you realize that you're a public figure, right?
Yeah, of course, but some things
people have got to know.
Yeah, but some things you don't say public.
All right. And one thing I have noticed when I'm listening to your songs, I see that you sing in the different dialects from Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
You sing in Mende, you sing in Timne, you sing in Creole, you sing in English, you sing in, you know,
In Madingo.
So,
sing in Soso.
How did you learn all of this, my friend? People are getting scared right now.
As I told you, Mr. Bandy, I'm a pure Sierra Leonean. I'm a native of Kenema, Nongowa. We are all the witches, we are all, you know, what makes Sierra Leone is found. So it's like, I grew up in a multicultural area wherein people, we go in search of diamonds. We are from, you know, diamond merchant family, you know what I mean? So by virtue of that, people from all walks of
people
life.
People from all over.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they paved their way there in search of wealth, in search of diamond, or our precious minerals, you know.
Have you ever had the opportunity to hold a diamond?
Oh, yeah. My father was a rich diamond merchant.
Man, you are rich.
Why not?
Can we share some of that? Okay, all right. I would love to have you again on this show. I know you're about to go out now to board your flight back to the UK, but I want to thank you for stepping up and making this possible for you to be here today. And I want you to know that I truly appreciate it. But please, 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 whenever you're coming back to the US, you got to let African Beat know, because we want to talk more to you and we want to put you live on our TV. Come on now.
Okay. I will always do that, Mr. Van, because, you know, I'll be very grateful to you and most particularly the VOH, you know what I mean? You know, the hospitality, the host, the morale you've given me today, you know what I mean? It's one in a million.
Yeah.
So I always feel good, I always feel proud, and I always feel lovely to come and approach the VOA and African Beat as particular.
Okay.
To be live on the shows again.
Now, before you go, you want to send a message to your fans out there who will be listening to you right now on VOA for the first time?
Yes, of course. You know, one more time, you know what I mean? Bigging up all my fans, national and international, you know what I mean? I'm here live with the African Beat host, Mr. David Vanish, you know what I mean? So big up to you all, big up to Sierra Leone Music, big up to Salon Entertainment. Do you have a fumble them? Low put them together, low embrace Salon Music. Salon Music now for we all. We in a Salon man to the bone.
Thank you so very much. And that was our guest for today, Yoki Lollipop from the UK, originally from Sierra Leone. And we're going to close this segment with his Timne song, Gbepemi. Gbepemi means leave me, right?
Yeah, Gbepemi. Gbepemi. Gbepemi one.
Why? Gbepemi one.
Why?
Yeah, that's a Timne song. All right. Well, next time when you come back, we'll talk about that. But for now, let's enjoy the song Gbepemi by Yoki Lollipop, from the UK, originally from Sierra Leone. And once again, thanks to our wonderful guest and to our brother, Martin Bakri. Thank you so much for making this interview possible today.
You're welcome.
Yeah, one more time. Massive pick up to BOA after a bit.
Yoki Lollipop. Nongoa.
Bamba me, want to bamba me. Bamba me, want to bamba me. Bamba me, want to bamba me. Bamba me.
Oh, wow.
to go fatter me. Da upane, oya do ta upane. Da upane, oya do ta upane. Wa fatter me, oya do go fatter me. Wa fatter me, oya do go fatter me.
On the Voice of America. Are you just joining me? Then it's a very, very pleasant welcome to your super show. Okay, now we're going to take some more messages. And thank you very much again, Yoki Lollipop. And our next message is coming from Ibrahim Mustafa. And Ibrahim writes, good day, Mr. Vandy. I am Ibrahim from Abuja, Nigeria. You are doing an excellent job for our African singers. May God bless you and give you long life. Another message says, hi, I'm Okot Albino of South Sudan's capital. Enjoying your show at my workplace. I love your program African Beat so much, so carry on, please. Another writer here is Malongo Makayula. And Malongo Makayula writes from Majimoto in Tanzania. Together as one until the end of the show. That means I'm going to be with you, David. Thank you very much, Malongo. And this one says, hi, Mr. Vandy. I am Oakley from Ashiaman in Ghana. I really love your tunes. It makes me feel like a proud African. Thank you very much, Oakley. And now let's enjoy some music. We're going to bring you the sound of Igwe Presda, Benda song from Kenya. And he calls this one Hera Bukarao. And right after that, The Big C by Miata Fambule of Liberia. And that is corruption that is embedded today in Africa. But we're going to wipe it out. So let's enjoy this too, and we'll be right back.
Pero koso ni era kwa ingono mama. Kata koso ni era kwa ingono bebe. Ero loka tongo, era koro chuda boka. Chunya bende gombo mangeng, era koro kelo shida. Le pende sera sera, le wabendo kelo tabu. Jose mkoro wondi, nango andi na mama. Jose mkoro wondi, nango atwe jobera mama. Jose mkoro wondi, nango baby na mama. Joma lawi mama, chano joma puro luanda. Joma lawi bebe, chano joma mako ya mogilwedo. Tena gimo yuma, nimi edera nono mama. Jose mkoro gaji, nango nyere obera mama. Imi ochunyo lokore, rachalo joi. Kamiri gezi tedono, takwai mama. Nyasi munyo no mokongo, kwai uchake nyinga mama. Nyasi munyo no mokongo, kwai uchake nyinga mama.
Mama, ngami chuni chuni toga jana.
Corruption by Miata Fambule, the legend from Liberia. And before that was Hera Bukarau by Igwe Presda Bendesong of Kenya. This is the African Beats, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 09.05 and 20.05 Universal Time. And on Saturdays and Sundays at 09.05 straight from South Sudan. African Beats on your radio.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back, and let's take some more messages here. Hi, my name is Ibrahim Yakub from Bauchi State in Nigeria. I am right now enjoying your African beat, David. God bless you and God bless VOA. I like the music, Komankara, that you played from Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. And this one says, hello, David. No one does it better than you on the African beat. Congratulations and keep it up. It was nice hearing your voice again this morning on the African beat. I just want to let you know that I got your back, David. And my name is Jay Negetus Wright from Monrovia, Liberia. Thank you very much, Negetus. And another writer here says, hello, Mr. David Vandy. This is Mr. Zach Dauda from High Level Barracks, Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. I am really enjoying your music. May God give you more strength, more knowledge, and wisdom to see your next level. Amen. And another message says, hello, David. Special greetings to you who performed for us those great and awesome wonders we hear with our ears through your music.
honestly, David, I love your voice so much. Keep it up. Please send my special greetings to my mommy, Prosper, and her husband, who sits at his shop listening to African Beat every day. Thanks. I am John Saleh from High Level opposite Army Barracks, Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thanks to all of you for writing to the show. Don't forget, you can send us your message via email, africanbeat@voanews.com, or you can also send us through our African Beat Facebook page. Check it out. And now let's enjoy some music as we draw to the close. Danse by Askante from La Guinea is coming up. And right after that, Mrs. Right by Raheem the Weezer. But first, it's Danse with Askante.
Anytime I see you, I need me. Can I you can never bump me? Anytime.
Mrs. Wright, Raheem the Wizard, beautiful music on the African beat. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Baby, I need your touching, you. I could take you to Rome because you're romantic. Ship like coke and you fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we've been, they play on that. You know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Everything's so nice, oh.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.